www.thebrainfarm.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Get well live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. We're going to kick it off with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show,
Hi,
darling.
There. Oh, I'm going to have to start listening to you every night. I was calling you about something specific, and listening to the others, I realize I don't know enough. But
that's
I do
okay.
have diabetes,
okay.
And my question was this, and then I'll add that I've got more difficulties than I thought.
Okay.
You know, I have always heard that if you don't eat, that your blood sugar drops. Well,
that's right.
But in the morning, if I take my blood sugar at 5, it's usually between 101 and 119. But if I wait till 7 or 7:30, it's on up there by 128, 139. I mean, what is happening? I don't understand it because I haven't eaten.
Right.
I didn't eat anything between 5 and 7, but if I don't take my blood sugar earlier, it's higher. What's going on? Do you know?
What happens? Yeah, absolutely. What happens is over a period of time when you wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are supposed to be at their highest in the morning. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone.
C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L.
Yes, cortisol is a stress hormone, and
stress.
It's secreted by the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And when that happens, then a couple things. Let me say the normal pattern. First thing, you wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are supposed to be very high.
Uh-huh.
And when you wake up in the morning and they're high, it can affect blood sugar levels. As it affects blood sugar levels, it can cause you to feel a certain way. It can cause you to the blood sugar to actually change. So that's why when you first wake up, if your body's in a fatigued state, then your cortisol levels can be a little bit lower. If they're a little bit lower, your blood sugar is going to be a little bit lower. Once cortisol kicks in a little bit, though, it makes your blood sugar kind of go haywire a little. And that's why it begins to increase, even though you haven't had any food. And that's why breakfast is so important. That's why they call it breakfast. Break fast is the word. It's because you're breaking a fast and then being in sleeping state. And see, when you're sleeping, your body is still utilizing glucose, which is blood sugar, and it's still utilizing some of the food and nutrition that you've had from the day before. But once you start winding down into that 6 to 8 hours of sleep, then the body's cortisol levels kick in, makes you more hungry. And, of course, then the blood sugar levels begin to change. And if you're dealing with diabetes, then you're going to be playing, you know, you're one of those things that you want to eat first. As soon as you wake up, you need to be putting food in your body. Everybody really does. But when you're dealing with diabetes, it's something that you really need to do is to get up and get that meal in. Now, your meals don't need to have a lot of carbohydrates in the morning. You got to keep it simple. So a good meal or breakfast for you in the morning to keep your blood sugar stabilized is you want to have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. So eggs would be great in the morning, of course. And that's the whole egg, not just egg whites, not egg beaters, but the real thing. So 2 to 3 organic eggs in the morning, cooked in coconut oil or butter. And then your carbohydrates, you could do a bowl of fresh berries like strawberries or blueberries. Raspberries, something like that would be great, and not toast and not potatoes and not oatmeal. You want to stay away from all those things that are going to affect your blood sugar in a negative way. And then you want to get good healthy fats in the morning. Now, if you eat the eggs, You'll get great fats out of the egg yolks. And, of course, if you're using coconut oil to cook with or butter, that's going to be really good fat as well. Fat does a couple of things. It slows down the digestive process of your food so it doesn't go in and out of your body so quickly. It takes its time so you can utilize the proteins and the fats and all that kind of thing. So it's important to be able to do that. Now, the other thing, too, with diabetes, you want to start using some things with your meals that will help regulate blood sugar. One is alpha-lipoic acid. It's an antioxidant that works very well. But then they also have some minerals that work well. Vanadium is really important. Also, chromium picolinate is great. And manganese. All three of those can be taken along with the alpha-lipoic acid with your meals to help regulate blood sugar and really get the body more stabilized, especially your pancreas, which is where the blood sugar is secreted in the first place, and get it where it needs to be. So those are a couple of places to start. Now, I do encourage you to exercise because in diabetes, exercise plays a big role. And a lot of people really don't exercise the way they need to when they're struggling with diabetes. And getting that in place, getting it in order, one of the best things that you can do to get your health back where it needs to be. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our health challenges are something we deal with every single day. And most of them, 80% of them, are diet and lifestyle related. That means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. It's true. The body changes every single day. So are you willing to change with it? Are you willing to make the kind of choices and the kind of changes that you need to make in order to get well? Well, that's something that you have to decide. It's something that you have to look into and want to do. And that's why the subtitle of my book, Empowering Your Health, has always been, Do You Want to Get Well? Because if you do, if you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, then your body can get well. And that's the choice you have to make. Because the choices, the things that we do, the choices, the lifestyle choices we make every day matter. The foods that we eat, the water that we drink, getting half our body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily, the exercise that we get or don't get, the rest that we get, making sure that we get to bed before midnight, knowing that every minute of sleep before midnight is worth 4 minutes after midnight. That plays a big role. So monitoring stress levels, managing our stress, managing our health, all play key roles in getting our bodies where they need to be. So what are you doing with your health? Have you made some changes? Or are you just sitting back hoping that you don't get sick or hoping that you don't get something that might be coming down the pipeline genetically or thinking that you're going to get something that grandma or grandma had, grandpa had? It's not true. Genetics play about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. Remember that. So our lifestyle choices play the biggest role in our health. And the good news is we're in control of that. So no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. And so what kind of choices are you making today? Because the choices you can and will to make today will determine the health that you're going to have tomorrow. 888-283-7272. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir, Dr. Eva. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's going on?
I want to say I think you're a godsend, and I wish there was one of you standing on every corner.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. What's going to be your question tonight?
All right, sir. I have a son-in-law who's had a couple of bouts of the MRSA infection.
MRSA infection. I tell you what, we're going to go into this break. Hang tight. And we're going to talk about MRSA. We'll get into the details about what's been going on and come up with a great solution. MRSA is something that a lot of people struggle with. And it's something that affects our immune system in a major way. But there's a way to get out of it. And we'll talk about that and get into the question.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Call now, 888
888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Her son-in-law is dealing with a MRSA infection, Kathy, and you were starting to tell me about it. So why don't you go into the question, and we'll see what we can do to figure things out.
All right. I think it was last year, the first part of the year, he had a bout with the MRSA. He had one lance. It was pretty bad. He was on pretty strong antibiotics. Since then, he's had another couple of flare-ups, and here in the last, I believe it was this past Saturday, he came down with another one, which is pretty large. He went to the doctor. He gave him some Sceptre antibody tape. He's running a temperature of like 102.5, maybe a little higher with it. And I told my daughter that I was going to call you and talk with you because I listened to you quite frequently. And I had talked with you earlier last year concerning my husband, and some of the advice that you had given me had really helped my husband. And I told her that I was going to call and see if, you know, if you could give us some ideas about how to keep this thing from annoying him right on.
Yeah, I'm sure. What is his age?
He is 39.
Okay, so right around the big turn right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple things that he can do is when you're dealing with MRSA, and of course, I guess he's done several antibiotics, right?
Yes.
And
that
has seemed to help. He's gone the route. All right.
Yes,
the first thing you want to do, I mean, honestly, he's done that. So the other thing is to make sure that the things he's putting inside of his body every single day are going to matter tremendously. When you're dealing with the immune system, you have to do everything you can with a MRSA infection to make the body's own natural immune system extremely strong. And it's not hard to do. You can make it happen, but he has to be very strategic in the things that he chooses to do now. And the first thing I would make sure that he's doing on a regular basis is cutting out all wheat products that contain any kind of flour. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Why? Because there's that protein in there called gluten. And gluten is highly inflammatory to the body. It used to be thought that gluten is simply for people that deal with celiac. And it's just a celiac disease issue, and people can't handle gluten. But what we found is about 95% of people cannot handle it. They just can't. And because they can't handle gluten, then it affects the body in so many different ways, whether it's an infection or it's autoimmune disease or other types of things. So it's important to avoid it altogether, at least for 8 weeks, because it takes 7.5 weeks for a gluten protein to come out of the system and not affect it. So I would start there without a shadow of a doubt. I would get started in that with that aspect, have him change the way he's eating because that's going to help build the immune system. He can use echinacea and golden seal. It comes in a tincture, and it works well in supporting immune function, building up the immune system. But I'll tell you what really kills off MRSA-related infections now, especially if he's gone the route of doing all the antibiotics. See, that's the key right there. Coming off the antibiotics and, you know, not seeing the complete results that he's looking for, that plays a big role. There's one that works very well. It's kind of old school, but it's new school, and it's ionic silver. It works well, and it's something that he can use on a daily basis. It keeps the immune system strong, kills off extra or excess viral infections, bacterial infections, and he would simply want to do about 20 drops 3 times a day, and you can do it with meals. No big deal. But it works well. And high vitamin C levels, too, work very well. And I would say between 5 and 7,000 milligrams per day of vitamin C is going to be great for him to completely have things balanced out within his body. And it's important to do that. It's important to make sure that vitamin C levels are balanced and in on a higher end, because they found that the higher your vitamin C levels are in the body, Linus Pauling did a big study on it. And of course, he won a Nobel Prize for his research in vitamin C. And it's just great because we've learned of how it affects the immune system and how much it strengthens it. And with MRSA, you know, you're dealing with something that's really challenging. It's something that's so resistant to the different antibiotics. It's such a resistant bacterium that it can be a little bit scary. And people, when they hear MRSA, they freak out and they get really concerned. But it's something that we see a lot more now than we used to. And if you just come up with a way to build the immune system up and do things on a daily basis, see, that's the key. It's making those little daily deposits in his health account is what's going to make the difference. And he's young. He's 39, and that's really young still. His immune system is still strong. And even though he's running these fevers, I would still encourage you to do the same protocol. Cod liver oil is important, and probiotics are very important when you're dealing with a massive bacteria like MRSA. He wants to do 4 probiotics in the morning on an empty stomach, and I would do 4 at lunch, right after or before, about 30 minutes before lunch. It's better to do it on an empty stomach, and then evening dinner, same thing on an empty stomach. Works well. Works very well. And I would encourage you to encourage him to get started, but don't lose hope. That's the thing that he cannot lose, is hope. Because in the middle of all this, his body, as much as it can get an infection like MRSA, it can start getting well. And the foods that he's eating every day, first thing you've got to change. You have to change that. Change the way he eats. You will literally change the way he lives. And it's so important because MRSA is scary. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with, but he doesn't have to keep it. It's one of those things that even though it's like just because the antibiotics didn't work, we don't just throw our hands up in the air and just say, oh, well, there's nothing else we can do. There's a lot that can happen. And focus on getting his immune system strong. And at the end of the day, his body will respond. And he'll be able to shake that thing, even though people say it's very difficult. He will. He's young enough to be able to fight it. His body can fight it. And I want to hear about it. Give me a call back here on the show or email me.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Todd, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
I have some general questions about adult attention deficit disorder.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm curious about diagnosis and then treatment options.
Okay, what are you curious about? What have you done? Let's start here. Where have you gone? Where are you now? And then we'll come up with some options.
Okay. Well, you know, I for a long time, I'm almost 40 years old, and for a long time I've just had a hard time focusing on different tasks. I'm a fairly successful adult, but I still have, you know, my mind wanders during the day. I tend to set up multiple tasks at once instead of focusing on one thing. And then my lack of interest in things, a friend said, well, maybe you're depressed. And I kind of looked and I said, no, I don't think I'm depressed. And then another friend suggested, well, have you ever been diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder? I've done a little bit of research online, and kind of maybe, but, you know, I guess my next step would be to go to my healthcare provider and but I was a little curious what you could tell me about their, how they diagnose it, and then treatment options after diagnosis.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this. Now, do you find yourself really struggling with it now, or is it something that you deal with just periodically?
No, every day. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's gotten worse.
Right, I got it.
And I was never diagnosed as a hyper child. It kind of came out of the blue, but the more I read about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits.
But tell me what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's see what a day in the life of Todd looks like.
Breakfast usually is either coffee or a NOS or a Monster or something along those lines.
Wow.
Lunch is a side salad and then a burger of some sort. And then dinner is sporadic. My wife tries to keep me healthy, but I don't know if she's all that successful at it.
That's the decisions that you... Sounds like that's the decision you have to make.
Right. I would put myself in good health. I'm not overweight. Fairly physically active.
Right.
So I don't know that... If diet's a big part, but that's something I...
It's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge part. All of it's a huge part. But, I mean, the reality is... When it comes to your health and it comes to dealing with ADHD or ADD, adult, child, it's the same thing. The same thing's happening. You're dealing with neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters that are being affected typically when you're dealing with ADHD are a couple things. Now, the first one we usually see is dopamine. Dopamine is... That's the one that also can be affected with bipolar, highs and lows.
Okay.
But ADHD is, obviously you can't focus. I mean, that's the big deal. You want to avoid the two foods I always talk about. They create food allergies, but gluten is the main one. Now, cow's milk, dairy, I talk a lot about it, avoiding it as much as you can. But when it comes to ADHD, I'm talking about foods with flour, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. But the reality is it's not great at all, and it's horrible for you. And that gluten protein, when you remove it, you're going to notice it in a major way. I would say that's the number one thing you could do. Second thing is you want to balance out your dopamine levels, and the way to do that is you want to eat foods like meat, of course the organic grass-fed kind, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. All of those play a major role in your overall health. And especially balancing out dopamine levels. You want to avoid caffeine, so these drinks you're drinking for breakfast, like those NOS drinks and all that, that you're fueling the fire. You're throwing gasoline on the fire, and you think it's water. And so that's why every time you throw the gasoline on the fire, the flames get higher. You're making it worse by the things you do every day. Here's some supplements that help raise dopamine levels. Blueberry extract is very good.
Okay.
Tyrosine is very good. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's P5P, vitamin B6, is incredible. N-acetylcysteine is great as well. Okay? So those are the ones that keep dopamine levels elevated. And also, I'll tell you, the dark chocolate, the real dark chocolate, like the 80% kind, it's a little bit bitter. You can have a little bit of that every single day, about 4 squares of that a day, and it will help raise dopamine levels naturally. So there's some things, and really, you'll notice a big difference. I would also get a blood test just for kicks and giggles and see how your testosterone level is.
Okay.
Because low dopamine levels in a male will always equate to low testosterone levels, and you want to make sure that that stays up so you don't have prostate issues. So see how everything's kind of interconnected? I mean, you're asking one question, and there's about 3 different ways to skin a cat in this, but you have to look at all ways, too, because they all tie in, and they all make a big difference in the overall health equation. So long story short, change your diet, get on some of the supplements that will make a difference, eat on some of the foods that I listed out for you, and see how your body responds. You're going to need about an 8-week period to really see a difference, so it's not going to happen in 2 days. So don't get into the microwave generation of people that want things tomorrow. And cod liver oil, of course, it's a gimme. So a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon in the evening, you're going to notice some major changes. When you do, please tell me about it. I want to hear about it. Either shoot me an email, call me back here on the show. It's great talking with you. 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. And now we're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
My question is, I stay very busy. I have a full-time job. I have a cleaning service that I do on Sundays, and I'm currently in massage therapy school.
Oh, congratulations. And that's great. You like it?
I love it, but I'm like, I'm at the part where the rubber hits the road with the neuromuscular therapy part.
And yeah.
And I'm finding that I'm really very irritable. I feel like that my every nerve ending I have in my body is like PMSing. I just
really?
Bite my tongue to calm down. I get stressed, and especially when it's time for a test or something. And I've really been trying to eat healthy, but I don't know. It's just I'm trying not to be so irritable going through what I'm going through, but I don't know how not to stress out so much on everything. I eat bananas for breakfast for the most part in the morning. For lunch, I cut up bell peppers of all colors, cucumbers, avocado. I eat one of those. But I also have an eating disorder that I've been battling with for quite a few years, and so I get paranoid eating at night, and I go to school at night.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So
well,
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you're eating a lot of protein, though. Are you not?
No.
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm trying to be. I have a heart. Well, you know, we took nutrition in school, and they played some movies that really freaked me out about eating meat.
Don't let it freak you out.
Well, it showed how it was processed. And
I know. I've seen them.
They do, and I'm like, corn-fed cows and the stuff like that is just like really, so I can't find myself wanting to eat meat, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of proteins and you're not. So that right there in itself is going to make anybody irritable because you can't produce the right kind of neurotransmitters. I was just talking to a gentleman about dopamine, and dopamine, when it gets low in the body, you can't focus. It's hard to concentrate. You get irritable. You get snappy with people, and you're thinking, why am I so, like Medea says, why are you so angry?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those deals where you want to keep your brain chemistry balanced, neurotransmitters, so you can be balanced and you can be the kind of person that you know you are. And
can I
your brain. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I've been taking ginkgo biloba too.
It's not going to do it.
Is it good for your brain?
It's okay. It's okay. A lot of weak studies out on ginkgo right now, meaning that it's not really everything it's been cracked up to be for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to start. I would increase your meat intake. I really would. And you don't have to do so much red meat, but I would increase at least maybe one piece a week and only do the organic, grass-fed, hormone-free at least. Because the iron and the B12 that you have in there, the conjugated linoleic acid, there's so many nutrients that are in there that's so good for us. I mean, that's why it's one of the best things you can eat. Now, fish and egg, stick with that for your major protein sources.
Uh-huh.
Then you'll get great benefits. You'll stabilize your brain chemistry big time.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
So, but you're doing great with the fats, the avocados and the fish oils and the nuts and the almonds and all that kind of thing. That's great. Vegetables, great. Breakfast, bananas, throw that out the window. Two organic eggs in the morning for breakfast, get a bowl of fresh berries, and that needs to be your breakfast. You're going to have healthy fats, great proteins. You know, eggs have probably the best protein source on the planet. So just by doing that, getting the good low glycemic carbohydrates in those berries, that's going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and the way that your body responds. So get started on that, and then stay in touch with me. See if your body is still acting and your brain chemistry is acting the way that it is. Blueberries are really good for balancing dopamine. Chocolate, of course, I just talked about with the call before you. And also keeping those protein levels up and your healthy fats up. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, Probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health, your life, and the choices that you can make every single day. Well, that's what it's all about. You ever act out your dreams during your sleep? You ever catch yourself kind of wake up in the middle of that? Well, people who physically act out their dreams while sleeping have a significantly increased risk of developing a specific kind of dementia, a new study contends. Dementia with Lewy bodies is the second most common form of dementia in the elderly. So a Lewy body is an accumulation of a type of protein in the brain. These Lewy bodies are often seen in people with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease, according to the U.S. National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. For the new study, Mayo Clinic researchers examined the medical records of 75 patients diagnosed with probable dementia with these Lewy bodies. They concluded that people are five times more likely to develop this type of dementia if they have a condition called rapid eye movement sleep behavior disorder. So if they have factors currently used to make a diagnosis like hallucinations or significant fluctuations in attention or alertness. Normally, people don't move during REM sleep, which is the normal stage of sleep that occurs many times during the night. But during REM sleep, people with REM sleep behavior disorder appear to act out their dreams with abnormal vocal sounds and movements. So the link between REM sleep behavior disorder and dementia with these Lewy bodies were stronger in men than in women, according to the study. Now, this was a recent study, just so you know, done by the American Academy of Neurology in San Diego. So in men, REM sleep behavior disorder can appear three decades or more before they are diagnosed with dementia with Lewy bodies. The researchers noted this and said, while it is, of course, true that not everyone who has this sleep disorder will develop dementia, as many as 75 to 80% of men with dementia with these Lewy bodies in the Mayo Clinic database did experience the REM sleep behavior disorder. So it's a very powerful marker for the disease. Lead investigator Melissa Murray and a neuroscientist at Mayo Clinic in Florida said in the most recent news release, screening for the sleep disorder in a patient with dementia could help clinicians diagnose either dementia with Lewy bodies or Alzheimer's disease. It can sometimes be very difficult, she said, to tell the difference between the two. And there's no cure for dementia with these Lewy bodies, but there are drugs that can treat some of the symptoms. So while the study has found that a link between REM sleep behavior disorder and dementia, it did not prove a cause and effect relationship. So the data and conclusions of the study should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. Interesting. Dementia is definitely on the rise. We've seen it more in recent years than ever before. It's very interesting to see where that's going to go. Nutritional deficiencies are a big piece of that. Also, a lot of the environmental toxins that we're seeing in our food supply and the higher levels of stress that people are going through. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Let's go to Marcia now. Hi, Marcia.
Yes. Hey, Dr. Asa, thank you. I got my blood work sure. back this week from my doctor. I go every year and have it done. Last year, my cholesterol was at 265, and so I've lost 24 pounds. I've watched what I
eat. Great.
I walk every day. I'm doing between 2 and 3 miles almost 7 days a week, have a treadmill or I walk outside. But when I got my blood work back this year, it was at 255. My triglycerides had gone down from 274 to 186, but the overall cholesterol was at 255. And they did another test on me that I've never had done before. It's called the vertical lipoprotein particle, and it was at 2411. And now they have scheduled another test for me where they're going to I think I put my hands on some kind of machine, and it's supposed to look at the flow of my blood to make sure I don't have any blockage. But I'm just wanting to know what else can I do to maybe you know, lower this, and then could you tell me about lipoprotein particle and being 2411?
Well, I mean, the big thing is looking at your overall number. That's the key. And when you're looking at the cholesterol numbers, do they want – well, first of all, are you on statin drugs, or do they want you to be on them for that, or not really?
No, and they've not talked about that. Last year, I said, let me see if I can get this under control myself. So lost the weight, take the foundation for your supplements. Tonight, I bought red yeast rice because I knew you had mentioned that before. And so I actually just bought that today. And I was wanting to know what else could I do to potentially – I don't want to go on medicine. I'd rather try to – take care of it through diet, exercise, supplements, and was just looking for something else I could be doing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're doing everything great. I mean, it really is. I mean, the whole deal with cholesterol, just so you know, the numbers that you're on, now technically, a lot of doctors will be overly concerned about, but really, it's not that bad. It's like you're up in the 300s and that sort of thing. And what you have going on right now and what you are doing as far as exercise, being consistent there, making sure that you get plenty of fats in your diet, at least about 25 to 30% of your diet in healthy fats. And remember, eggs are real top cholesterol-lowering foods. They're very, very good and supportive at that. So that's a big one. CoQ10 can be very helpful. Might want to do a little research on that one. Vitamin E is actually a really good one for the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and being helpful there. So you might want to look into just some basic supplementation like that. But your exercise is the key. That is proven to keep your HDLs up. I would go at least 5 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes minimum, because it's just, you know, the exercise is just a big piece of it. But your diet is a key. I would, you know, maybe eat 2-3 meals a week that you kind of splurge, have something you enjoy, and the rest of the time really stick to a solid plan and don't go off that, and you should probably see some good results, okay? Keep me posted, though. The APO enzyme, by the way, is just kind of a standard marker that they're using now. Go by the total numbers. That's what most people are still using. That's another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.